Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for the Am HaYoshev B'Tzion, especially Golan Ben Gavriela, Matan Ben Dvorah. It's just Maris Esther by Srip Shmuel, and it's based in the Torah. The Bala Maskil Shlomo Zetzal. It says in Shmos Rabbah, in Parshas Truma, Parshas Lamed Gimel, and the Pasuk in Shir HaShir, Meni Yoshena V'Libi Er Kol Dodi Dofek, Pischi li achosi, ayosi, yoinasi, samosi, shiroishi nim latol, kvutsas, kvutsosai risise laila. I'm sleeping, my heart is awake. The sound of my beloved knocks open for me. My sister, my beloved, my dove, my twin, my head is filled with dew. And my curls with the drips of the night. So Chazal Darshan Ani Yishena Mimasa Egel. I sleep from the Maisa Egel. And the Matnas Kahuna, the Perush there says, Nirdamti v'nidmamti v'nisyahashti shem chas v'shom lo yisratzeroit. I fell asleep. I was silent. I gave up hope. Maybe I'm no longer going to be desired. Will he be air, but my heart is awake. Zakarish Baruch Hu. Kol dodi dofek. HaKadosh Baruch Hu ma'artik alai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knocks on me. Pischi li achosi ra'yosi. How long am I going to go without a house? Sheroshi nim latol. My head is full of dew. Ela asi li mikdash v'shelo yeh b'chutz. I'm outside. That's why I have all this dew. Roshi nim latol. So asuli mikdash, make for me a mikdash. I shouldn't be outside. So according to Chazal, in this medrash, the Melechas HaMishkan was a tikkun for the Maisa HaEgel. And it reveals the tshuk of the Shechina, the desire of the divine presence to live among the Jewish people despite the sin. So Chazal Darshan and the Pasuk, Ben Midbar Chav Gimel, Hashem Elokavimo, Suras Melech Bo, Rashi explains, Afilu Machisim, Umamlim Afan of Enu Zos Misoichon. Even when we anger God, he doesn't go away from us. Hashem is still with us. Even when we get him angry, he still wants to be with us despite the Chet HaEgel. So what's this Lashon? In other words, before the Chet HaEgel, Hashem didn't feel that he didn't have a house. But now there's the Chet HaEgel, and the Shechina says, hey, I have no house. What am I going to do? What did the Chet add that made it that Hashem has no house? The Ramban at the beginning of the Parsha writes that the Inyan of the Mishkan, the beginning of Truma, is a Hemshech of Kabbalah's HaTorah. And therefore, Hashem commands that he should have a bias. B'soicham among the Jewish people, Mekudesh Lishmo, B'sham Yedabre Moshe V'Yitzavis B'nei Yisrael. That's a Hemshech. That Har Sinai God spoke to the Jewish people. And the Mishkan is a continuation of that God is going to continue speaking to the Jewish people, to Moshe particularly, through the Mishkan. Besod HaMishkan, says the Ramban, Yaakov Shechen al Arsina Shechen al Benistar. The secret of the Mishkan is that the glory that dwelled on Har Sinai will dwell in the Mishkan. And then God's going to speak to him like he spoke to him at Har Sinai. That's the Ramban. The Ramban doesn't seem to shtim with Chazal. Chazal say that this, like we saw in the Medrash, that this is a tikkun for the Maisa HaEgel. And according to the Ramban, the word of the Mishkan is that it's a Hemshech of Mavet HaSinai. But it would appear that we can understand the Ramban dafka mitoch hashkafas Chazal. It'll work together. Let's see. כתוב בגמרא במסכת פסחים, ביום הוא יהיה השם אחד ושמו אחד. In that day God's name will be one. שואלת הגמרא, only then God's name is going to be one. God's name is in one now? The answer is that in this world, there are two mahalchim. On Besuris Tovus, we have a Tova Ameitiv. And on Besuris Ros, we have Dynamis. But Leilam Habotz and Kula Tova Ameitiv. Shmo Echad, in the next world, it's going to be only good. What's Shmo Echad? Olam hazeh lo kishem shani nichtav ani nikra. Ani nichtav bi yud ve hei. Bi nikra ba alef et alef. Aval olam haba kuloi echot. In this world, God's written one way, lashon adnus that we say. And he spelled a different way. Yud and then a hei and then a vav and then a hei. But in the next world, it's going to be written and spelled yud and then a hei and then a vav and a hei the same way. Svarim teach us that the name of Yud and then a Hey is a Shem Etzem. That's a noun that shows that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is Kulo HaToiv VaHameitiv. That's the Yud Kei Vav Kei. Yud and then a Hey and then a Vav and then a Hey. And the Besiris Rois. We have bad tidings because of man's lowness and the weakness of this lower world. And therefore, we can't express at Shem Ha'etzem Ba'olam Hazeh Shelo Niyacheset Hara L'Atzmiuto Yitbarach. In this world we're low, we don't want to relate Hashem's Atzmius, the Yudkei Vavkei Kiviyachol. Rather, we have to hide it under the name of Adnus. Zeshmi le'alam. Le'alam ksiv. It says that this is my name forever. It's written Aleph, Lamed Al, Ayin, Lamed Mem. Hidden. You have to hide God's name in this world because we don't want to relate God's name to this low world where there's Besuris Ros. So we hide it under the Shem Adnus. לכן כל זמן שמברכים דיין האמת על בשורות רעות, גם שם שמיים אינו נקרא כפי שהוא נכתב. As long as we're in the Dain HaEmes world, and that's this world, our lowly world here is a Dain HaEmes world, as long as we're in this world, and we hide God's name under the guise of Yud Kei Vav Kei, Yud and then a Hey, and then a Vav and then a Hey. So you don't want to say God's name as it is in the is a Shem Etzem, his proper name, Kiviyachol, because we don't want to relate Hashem to all of the evil tidings of this world. But in that day, Yashem Echad Ushmo Echad, like it says in the Navi Tzfanya, Perek Gimel, Ki Az Ha'foch El Amim Safa Brura, Likro Kulam B'Shem Hashem. I will transform all of the nations to a clear language. They're all going to call out the name of God. What's the name of God? Yud and then a Hey and then a Vav and then a Hey. We're all going to see a world of Kulo HaToiv HaMeitiv. Isn't that gevaldik? Wow. Something to look forward to. Coming attractions, Baruch Hashem. Looking forward. Yotzei min haklal, hu Beit HaMikdash, shu ha-makom ha-yichidi ba-olam, שאומרים את השם ככתיבתו בברכת כהנים. The exclusion to this word rule is in the temple, in the Beis HaMikdash. In the Beis HaMikdash, we say Hashem's name ככתיבתו. We say Hashem's name as it's written. How's Hashem's name written? How's Hashem's name written? Yud, and then a Hey. And then a Vav, and then a Hey. And that's how Hashem's name is taka pronounced in the Mishkan. in the Mikdash. Birkas Kohanim. That's the drash of the Gemara in Sota 38. It says Vesamu es Shmi Shmi Amiyuchadli. It says later on Lasum es Shmo Sham. Malahalam Beis Abuchira Afkan Beis Abuchira. So we darshan that in the Beis Hamikdash, God's real name is said because of this Gzeirah Shava. Also says B'chol Mokom Asher Azkir Shmo Avolecha Berech Ticha. Where am I going to come and bless you in the Beis Hamikdash? So why is it that in the Beis Hamikdash we're allowed to say Hashem's name K'ksiv Asai? In this world, we have to hide Hashem's name. So how are we hiding it if in the Beis HaMikdash we're saying it? Amatim. Umenatahom, umenatimahon, olem marginita. From this wonderment emanates a great gem. And that is Shekedushas Beis HaMikdash. Kovat mechitza shel bayom ahu betoch olam hazeh. Ulefnim meyotam mechitza noagim minag olam haba veomrim et Hashem kichtivato. V'chein mashma mehapasuk b'tehilim ki sham tziva et Hashem et habracha chayim ad olam. V'yitachein perusho ki sham beharei tziyom ציווה השם את הברכה, ברכת הטוב והמיטיב, שבהשקפת אותה מחיצה רק חיים עד עולם. ואין שם בשורה רעה, של דיין האמת, שהרי עוז וחדווה, במקומו. From this wonderment, Rabbi Isai, we have a beautiful gem that emerges, and that is that the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash creates an area of Bayoy Mahu, in this world, in Olam Hazeh. And we say Hashem Kichsiv Asai. And so implies the verse in Psalms 133. There Hashem commanded the bracha for life forever. There. Talking about Harei Tzion. Talking about Zion. That is where God commanded the bracha of Atoy V'Ameitiv. And because of that bracha, we live forever. Chayim Ad HaOlam. זה הפסוק שם בשלמותו. כטל חרמון שיורד על הררי ציון. כי שם ציווה השם את הברכה, חיים עד העולם. Beautiful parak of Tehillim. Rabbi say, what parak of Tehillim is not beautiful? So that's the bracha of Har Tzion in Zion, in the Beis HaMikdash. There's chayim ad ha'olam, that's the bracha. The partner, the spouse of Kedushas HaMikdash is Kedusha Shabbos. Kedusha Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba. And that Me'ein Machria Kol Chiyuteinu Be'oto Hayom HaGadol Ve'HaKadosh Ki'ilu Anachnu Nimtzaim Be'Olam Haba U'Ki'ilu Kol Malachteinu Asuya B'Kol Mi Shemit'aneg Al HaShabbat Mi'yamav יודע נאמנה שאין דבר בעולם מחזק את האמונה בעולם הבא כמו המעין של יום השבת. Kedushas Shabbos is like Olam Haba. It's מעין Olam Haba. And that מעין puts us in this matzav. It's like we're in Olam Haba. מורי ורבי הרב הדר היה אומר שהשבת כשגרירות עולם הבא בעולם הזה. That's Shabbos. כאילו אנו בעולם הבא, כאילו כל מלאכתנו עשויה. And Shabbos, מדף טרחתן, and Shabbos צריכים לחשוב that all of our melacha is done. You don't have any troubles at work, anything to worry about. Shabbos, your mind is totally clear. It's mamish gewaldik. And anybody who really ever enjoyed Shabbos in his life knows very well that there's nothing that's mechazik emun and olam haba like the me'ain of Shabbos. V'chein ha'inyan b'mikdash, she'ratzta Torah, she'tisher mechitza toch olam hazeh. We want a shagrirut shel olam haba be'olam hazeh. So in time, the embassy of the next world and this world is Shabbos. In space, it's the Beis HaMikdash. You know, if you're in the American embassy in China, al pidin chok haben lumi, according to the international law, you're in the United States. If you're in the Indonesian embassy in Tel Aviv, I don't know if Indonesia has an embassy in Tel Aviv, but you're in Indonesia. Wherever you're in the embassy, that's where you are. So on Shabbos, in the Beis HaMikdash, we're in Olam Haba's embassy. And that's the place where Mechazik Aramunav, Atoiv HaMeitiv, that there's only good. There's this clarity, this is Ashuras HaShechina. After the sin, it says, V'anuchi Aster Aster Es Panay Mehem. So therefore we have a mechitza that's kula kodesh toch olam ha-shafal bein b'makom u'beit ha-mikdash bein b'zman Shabbos. Pam achat yatsa Hashem ha-nechbad v'ha-nora minar tiko k'shenigla ha-kadosh baruch hu al har sinai le'mor anuchi Hashem Elokecha. One time, the great name came out of its sheath and revealed itself. And that's when God showed himself to us on Har Sinai. And he said, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. And his voice went, Misofa Olamat Sofa, without any hiddenness. Kol Gadol V'lo Yasaf. This great voice, it didn't stop. The Jewish people amdu b'tachtit ahar ki ish echad b'lev echad charut mimalach ha-mavet m'yetzer hara. And we stood there under the mountain, free from the malach ha-mavis, free from the yetzer hara. And there were no besuris ros in the world at that time. And God's great name was revealed before Hesia without any chshash of chil Hashem. Hakol ba'atoiv v'hameitiv. What happened? Saru maher min haderech. Asu lam egel masecha. V'shuv nigzar leham mita v'hanagat dayan ha'emet. Chazara le'olam. So now we lost it. We made the egel. Once again we have mis in the world. We have dayan ha'emes. The Shechina wasn't happy. Now we have to die again. So we saw in the Medrash before that Knesset Yisrael says, Ani Yishena, Mimaisa Egel, Vidoimamti Melashtamish B'Shem Ha'etzem. I'm sleeping because of the Egel. I can't use Shem Yudke Vavke anymore. Maybe God's not going to want me. We don't have that tremendous Madrega of Ishechad Bulevichad, of no death in the world, free from the Malach HaMoves, revelation of God's glory. Maybe we're done, we're finished. There's Gzeira on us, Herif Menev HaShmidein. V'hinei kol dodi dofek, petchili achoti, ra'ayati. Ad masa yeyem ishalich b'loi bayis, elo asu li mikta shelo elia b'chutz. In other words, it's true that it can't be that my name is going to remain exposed and revealed. But there's a place where my name is going to be expressed. There is that place of kulo atoiv ha-meitiv. And that's in the Beis HaMikdash. In the Beis HaMikdash, there's going to be no ra. Beis HaMikdash is a place of kulo tov. That's when the Shem Etzem of Hashem, Yud, and then a Hey, and then a Vav, and then a Hey is going to be expressed. So don't worry, you did this sin. But there's no room for Yeyush. There's still hope. There's still that place of purity. V'derech zu matzanu biyur mechudash b'inyan ha-mishkan b'tor tikkun al chet ha-egel. שחית גרם לשם הנכבד להסתתר, וציווה על המשכן להיות מחיצה של צניות, שבתוכה עדיין יוכלים להגות את השם ככתיבתו. So now we understand this pshat in the Medrash, that's a tikkun for the chet ha'egel, that the chet caused God's name to be hidden. Now in the Mishkan we have this one small area, this hidden area where we can pronounce God's name. And it could very well be the Ramban agrees. The Mishkan is taka the hemshech of Mamad Har Sinai. Shia kavod asher shachan al Har Sinai shachan alav benisdol. The glory that was at Har Sinai is now going to be in the Mishkan. It's exactly what we're saying. So this dovetails with what the Medrash says. Yes, it's a tikkun for the Chet HaEgel. And Memela, God's going to continue revealing himself to you in the Mishkan. Until that time of Heitiva Bertzon Chesion Tibne Chomas Yerushalayim. Until God rebuilds Jerusalem. But in the meantime, that pure place is the Mishkan. So it's a Hemshech of Mamad Har Sinai, and that's because it's a Tikkun of Chet HaEgel. כתוב בגמרא שמשנכנס אדר מרבים בשמחה, תענית חפתת. And therefore if you have a court case against a guy, Adar is a good time. Because in Adar we have a stark mazel, we have a strong astrological sign. And we have a din with a guy. Who's the guy who we're dealing with? The guy within us. The Nachri that was Nisnaku Maisav Laviv Shibashamayim. So you could say it's the Eitzahar within us. And you can also say that it's the Eitzahar outside of us. And that's a Malek. Kiya, that's the personification of the Eitzahar on earth. Haman mena tar minayin, mena itazeh, the nachosh. Amalek, kayadua, samach mem. Ki yad al keis ka, milcham al Hashem ba Amalek midol dol rashi. As long as Amalek is in the world, there's no yud and then a hey, and then above and then a hey. And God's throne is incomplete until his name is erased. So Malchus Shemayim is split up. There's half a toiva meitiv and half dayin emes. And memela, Ein Hashem Shalem. God's name isn't complete. It's Yud and then a Hey. And it's only red with an Aleph and a Dalet. And that's a Molek, because they're still around the world. So as long as there's a Molek, there's no true revelation of God in this world. A Molek is the Satan. A Molek is the Malach HaMavis. Yoreid umate, what does he do? Comes down, he's the Yetzirah, gets people to sin. Then he goes up, and then he's mastin. After he causes man to sin, he goes up and he says, Hashem, look, he sinned. And then what does the Yetzirah do? He's umalach amoves. And then he goes and he takes the person's soul, Bava Basra 16. So we have a din with that Nachri. And in Adar, Bari Mazli di Yisrael, Lahapil sone lahashpis oyev misnakim, umashchizin es acherev lahogor meirosh chodesh. Ki zevach l'Hashem bebotzcha, ukshiyimcha zecher ha'molek mitachas ha'shamayim shivnasin cheros miyetzer hara u'malach ha'moves, ve'ein od besur hara la'kol ba'atoy v'ameit, v'ready na'adar. The month starts. We ready sharpen our sword to kill him. This is the day of the great slaughter of the yetzer hara of ha'molek. And then Vayashem Lamelech al Kol Aretz Bayom Yashem Echad Ushmo Echad is only going to be good. And the shame is going to be Shalem, and the Kisei is going to be Shalem. And therefore, Mishenechas Adam Marbi Besimcha. What's the Ribui Simcha? What's the Ribui Simcha? Because we have the din with this Nachri, and we're going to beat this Nachri, and we already hear the Kol Mevasir Mevasir Vyomer Abayla Mavas Lanetzach Umacha Hashem Elokim Dima Me'al Kol Ponim. V'chirpa samo yosir me'al kol ha'oretz ki Hashem diber. Isaiah 25. That great day is coming. ועד שלא ניתלו המן על העץ, לא רצה המלך ליתן לאסתר רק עד חצי המלכוס ולא עד בכלל. ובייס המקדוש, like Rashi explains. וגמור רצה זה ממשחור ובייס המקדוש תהיו לעולם שישתמש בבייס אויסיוס. כל הנשמה תהל על יו. קורי בי הנשמה, פירוש המערל. כי אלם הזה אינו כדאי לשם במלוא כאשר חורב בייס המקדוש, כי לא נזכר שם במלוא רק כאשר היה העולם. מולי. כמו שדושו על הפסק אלה תולדוס ביום עשה סלוקים ארץ ושמיים. שמולי לא הזכיר אלה על העולם מולי. לפי כך כאשר יחור מבייס המקדוש לא שייך לא אמה. שהיה כאן העולם מולי. אין לשתמש אלא בבייס אויסיוס מן השם. Achashverosh didn't want to give, as long as there was Haman, Achashverosh didn't want to give Esther anything more than Chatzi HaMalchus, V'lo Ad Bichlal. In other words, he didn't want to give the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara says, from the day the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Kol HaNeshama Ta'alel Ka, it says, it's Milashon Shama, it's Milashon destruction, desolation. So from desolation, all you can do is to Halal Ka, Yirin Nenehei, but no Vav Nenehei. The morale says, because in this world we don't say God's name in full. There's no Beis HaMikdash. There has to be an Olam Mole. It brings a Chazal to that effect. And therefore, when there's the Churban Beis HaMikdash, you can't say there's an Olam Mole. So there's only two Osios Min HaShem. You want an Olam, you want the Shem Mole, you need an Olam Mole. And that's why without the Beis HaMikdash, it's only a Chatzi Malchus. Because without the Beis HaMikdash, there's no Olam Mole. Even Shem Shamayim doesn't appear fully. So it's only Chatzi Malchus. There can't be full Malchus Shemaim if there's no Beis HaMikdash. That's a full world and a full Malchus Shemaim. There's no Shem Shemaim, there's no Malchus. If we would have the Beis HaMikdash, we'd be able to say Shem Shemaim, and then we'd have full Malchus, but there's no full Malchus, there's no Beis HaMikdash, there's no full Shem Shemaim. Can't say God's name, and there's no full Malchus Shemaim. Until that day, then v'haya Hashem l'melech al kol haaretz, v'haya v'hayvaya l'melech al kol haaretz. U'malchus ha'ara ken malchus ha'rakia. Then God's name is going to be one in all the earth. And Achashverosh said, not now. Not now. At chatzi ha'malchus, no full malchus shemaim now. Yudin nenehei. No beis ha'mikdash, no full pronouncing of Hashem's name. The Gemara darshins, v'cha Hashem ha'mamlocha zu malchum ha'mechemes ha'molek.
Chemes HaMolek. That's Hashem's Mamlocha. V'cheinu Omer ki yad al keis ka. Rashi explains, Chemes HaMolek, where it says, Kisei Malchus, ki yad al keis ka. Klom adem Melchama Hashem ba'Molek yis'alek kiso. How's God's Kisei going to be elevated? Through his Melchama against HaMolek. That's Lecha Hashem HaMamlocha. As long as there's a Malik, it's only Yudin and a Hey. It's only no Malchus Shlema. It's only Kask, Yalo Keska, no Kise. And then after Melchama Malik is destroyed, then we have the full Kise, we have the full Shame. And then when Haman is hanged, and we get Rishus once again to build a Beis HaMikdash, as is the end of the Purim story, which we don't read, but that was what happened weiter. And then Kol Dodito Fake. How long am I going to walk outside without a bias? Asuli mikdash shloeya bachutz and memela laihudim ma'isara v'simcha v'sasim v'ikar kain tiyelanu. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.